a medical viewpoint, we feel that brucellosis and warbles are the two major problems we have to get in hand. There's a number of other viral diseases, bacterial diseases, so forth, that need attention, but we hope to be able to get to those if we can get a handle on these other two major diseases.
That was Dr. Bob Dietrich, a veterinarian with the Institute of Arctic Biology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And I'm Stephen Lay of the UAF Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. The medical problems Dietrich was discussing are in reindeer. These medical problems have substantially hampered the reindeer industry's growth. Between them, brucellosis and warbles have had a devastating effect on the herd. Brucellosis is known as undulant fever or Malta fever when contacted by humans. Warbles are a parasite which live in the reindeer, drawing all nourishment from the animal. Each warble punctures the deer's skin for a breathing hole. Heavily infested animals have been found with more than 2,000 of the thumb-sized parasites. Warbles weaken the deer, prevent weight gain, and in some cases even kill the animal. Solutions for both brucellosis and warbles may have been found. For warbles, Dietrich is testing a new medicine, ivermectin. The preliminary testing has been highly encouraging.
We've tested a group of 40 animals this spring, and the results are very encouraging. We had weight gains much better in the animals that were treated versus those that weren't treated, and we'll determine within the next month whether it's effective on the warbles. At this point, it does look like it's effective, so we hope within the near future we'll have a new modern drug to control the parasites of reindeer.
The manufacturer's testing indicates ivermectin is also very effective against a wide variety of other parasites in the animals.
With this new drug, we hope to be able to treat the whole spectrum of parasites in reindeer in time. We also are working on other parasite drugs to control internal parasites, lungworms, and so forth.
Ivermectin, which was developed by a major pharmaceutical company, has yet to receive USDA approval and is still in the testing stage. Also in the testing stage is a new brucellosis vaccine specifically designed to treat reindeer. The vaccine was developed at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
We're encouraged. We've tested four different vaccines now to protect reindeer against brucellosis, and it's appearing that a vaccine that we've developed, produced right out of the germ that causes the disease in Alaskan reindeer versus vaccine that's produced for cattle commercially, this Alaskan vaccine, if we want to call it that, does look like it is effective, and we hope to, within a year, be able to start a trial basis inoculation out on the Seward Peninsula on some of the infected herds. At the present time, we've been just doing it in a laboratory situation.
These promising medical developments are just a portion of the reindeer research going on at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Other members of the university faculty and staff are studying management, economics, nutrition, and a host of related matters. With the imminent conquest of major medical problems, does that mean that in 5 years we'll be able to buy reindeer steak at the supermarket?
I'd like to think so. 5 years may be, a little optimistic for it being widespread, but it's encouraging now that I can go to Kotzebue or I can go to Nome. I can go in a store and I can see a nicely wrapped, you know, just like you'd see beef steak here in Fairbanks wrapped, I can see reindeer steak wrapped and available on a competitive basis. And we hope that that'll branch out within the next several years to where it'll be available in all of Alaska.
Dr. Bob Dietrich has been involved in reindeer research at the University of Alaska Fairbanks for more than a decade. The first session of summer school starts Monday. Late registrations will be accepted on the first day of classes. The third annual Midnight Suns Writers Conference will begin on campus Sunday, June 14th. For additional information, contact Jane Hickson in the English department at 479-7194. Interested in a tour of the university campus? This summer there is a guided walking tour on the campus at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. A 2 p.m. afternoon tour is also available on Saturday and Monday. Both tours begin at the University of Alaska Museum. Wear comfortable walking shoes for the 1 1/2 hour tour. For additional information, contact the UAF Public Affairs Office at 479-7581. I'm Stephen Lay, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow, today. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.